Good morning, this is Jasper, Liv, Annabelle and Charlie with your 8am Zedlines.
In local news, an endangered northern quoll has been released back into the wild of central Queensland after hitching a ride from Rockhampton to Brisbane back in March. The marsupial was spotted fleeing the wheel arch of a truck that had travelled over 600 kilometres before being captured and taken to Currumbin Wildlife Hospital on the Gold Coast for assessment and monitoring. The quoll was, quote, surprisingly healthy, and after a week of monitoring was released by Department of Environment staff in a bushland location near Rockhampton. Northern quoll numbers have been steadily declining across Queensland, with their population increasingly threatened by predators, habitat loss and road deaths.
In other local news, a community group is aiming to overturn building plans for Bloom, a prospective tower alongside the Brisbane River, sparking tensions between existing residents and housing demand on Coronation Drive. The proposed structure would have 90 units across 23 stories, reaching around 80 metres, taller than the neighbourhood plan limit for the site area. Locals are concerned that the building could impact plants and landscape, remove car parking spaces, and overshadow the surrounding neighbourhood.
In national news, on Monday morning, a group of protesters blockaded the office of Treasurer Jim Chalmers in anticipation of the budget to be released this evening. The group, Northern Rivers Friends of Palestine, are protesting the military spending expected in the new budget instead of social services like NDIS, public housing and healthcare. Latest figures also show an increase from the Australia's Sovereign Wealth Fund, the state-owned investment fund that focuses on investments in real and financial assets, in investing in major weapons companies. Stakes in companies Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, and Elbit Systems and Australia ownership in military tech company Palantir are all largely increased. Protester Kate Corey said in statement, quote, "While we cut essential services such as NDIS and aren't funding public housing nor supporting Aussies through a cost of living crisis, this government has the audacity to bankroll record military spending. It is appalling."
In New South Wales, the government have introduced an SMS service to remind drivers to renew their car registrations. Over 50,000 drivers were fined for operating vehicles while unregistered or uninsured in 2025, with many claiming it was an honest mistake. Roads Minister Jenny Atkinson said, quote, "Driving unregistered doesn't just risk a fine, it means being uninsured and putting yourself and others at risk on our roads." These SMS reminders are a simple, practical way to help people stay on top of their rego and avoid an honest mistake.
In international news, top US executives are set to accompany US President Donald Trump on his trip to China next week, including Tesla's CEO Elon Musk and Apple CEO Tim Cook. Beijing has expressed its willingness to work with the US to pursue, quote, more stability, confirming that Trump will visit, being the first US president to do so since 2017. Washington and Beijing have disagreed over several key issues, ranging from trade tariffs to the Iran war to Taiwan, which China claims as part of its territory. It has been reported that talks between the two presidents this week will focus on trade and economic issues.
For your weather, we're in for a mostly sunny day today. It's currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.